Wake up, kids, it's 10:30, the youth ain't nothing really changing but the date. You a grand slammer, but you know Babe Ruth, you gotta learn how to relate. I heard you swinging from the pearly gate. I got all the answers, and lo and behold, you got the right key, baby, but the wrong key, ho, yo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, introducing a bunch of guys talking about nothing. Well, a little bit of something. Episode 3, EMT, starts now.
What up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to episode 3 of Everything News Team. And guess what? We got a full cast this week. That's right, Slim's joining us from afar. Our fourth retailer, the man behind the music, the man himself. Slim, say hello to the nice people.
Chicka chicka, yeah.
No, I said hello. Where'd everybody go? Okay, so we had a little bit of technical problems. Some of you may have caught this earlier on in the week before we updated this, and I just wanted to put a little bit of filler in here and let you know there was an interview here with Slim, talking about his background, where he came from, his producers of his music, the Just Joe Records, and a little bit of a sample of what he does. Unfortunately, the file got corrupted during upload, and we lost everything. So I just wanted to throw this in here, let you guys know there will be an episode 3.1, probably going to be posted by Friday, where we're going to play some of his sample music and try and make it up to you guys that we lost the interview. And Slim will be an ongoing host, so if you guys have any questions about information that we probably covered here that you lost, send us an email at everythingnewsteam@yahoo.com. And of course, drop by the website, www.everythingnewsteam.webs.com. Once again, we apologize for the technical difficulty, and I'm going to get you right back to the rest of the show. Thank you.
Global.
Well, unless you guys have any other questions, I think we can go ahead and welcome Slim as a regular host instead of just the interviewing person.
Anybody? I think that's it.
Sweet.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome to the show. All right.
Yay.
All right.
Yay. Ho, it's magic. All right, let's move on. Sports? Anybody?
Sports. Okay.
Here's sports.
Hot off the press. I don't know if anybody knows this, but D'Angelo Hall is now in Oakland.
What?
Yep. What? Atlanta traded him today. And for a second-round pick for this draft.
Why do you hold out this information on me before we start the show? You know I'm a D'Angelo Hall fan.
I told you this is going to be exciting news. And Jonathan Stewart, running back from Oregon, who's going to this year's draft, just had surgery and is out 4 to 6 months. That'll hurt his draft status, just like Michael Bush of last year with the Oakland Raiders. Who knows what's going to happen with Jonathan Stewart.
Whatever happened to Michael Bush?
Well, he broke his leg.
Well, I know that, but is he still playing?
Yeah, he's back up for, Dominic Rhodes, Justin Fargus.
Lamont Jordan.
The whole Raiders team, yeah.
Yeah, he'll never play.
But baseball, the Los Angeles Dodgers and the San Diego Padres played in China. It's the first MLB game in China. And the Padres beat the Dodgers 6-3.
We couldn't find two good teams to send over there.
Well, you know, it's kind of like last year when the NFL sent the Cardinals and San Francisco over to London, and or a couple years ago or something.
Yeah,
it was a bust.
I think it was the Jets and Miami.
Yeah.
Either way, they were both horrible.
Two horrible teams. Right. What you're going to do is send good teams over. Oh, that's right. Arizona and San Francisco is in Mexico. That's right.
Yeah.
Either way,
though. Might as well just send the franchise there.
Yeah. In NBA news, the Houston Rockets extended their win streak to 21 games in a row. And, in fact, their game against the Los Angeles Lakers has already started. It's about an hour in. The game started at 3:30 today. we'll have the results posted up on our website tonight, which is www.everythingnewsteam.webs.com. Also, Chris Paul, and it's either Kansas City, New Orleans, Oklahoma, Hornets. I don't know what it is. They have 45 names now. We're only a half game back from the Houston Rockets in the West, which nobody's seen that one coming. Chris Paul's just been on a tear. And this one's for Slim, because he mentioned earlier that he was talking to, or watching golf, I should say, and I know he knows so much about golf. So, Tiger Woods beating Steve Arnold.
That was a tiger, sorry.
Okay. Woods is leading the Arnold Palmer Invitational by one stroke. And
he's playing on the craziest putt-putt course I have ever seen in my life.
Slim is our resident golf expert.
He is a pro.
That putt-putt course is worth $5.8 million to the winner.
That's right. Schwarzenegger built it.
I'll take it. I can play putt-putt.
That's right. You show me that windmill. I will show you.
All right, did he win?
Well, he's winning. They got another match, I think, tomorrow to finish up the whole thing. So that should be on our website sometime this
week. Pretty serious when you stop a thing and just start the next day.
Man, I love
golf. Marathon.
I know.
He's a marathon putt-putter.
This is why I love golf. It's like, it's not enough excitement to watch the Super Bowl one day. We're going to continue.
And they're all dressed like a dad on Sunday. I've never seen so many polo shirts in my life.
And plaid pants, don't forget those.
I'm blinded by the Nike swoosh.
Well, at NHL...
Tiger's just going to get it tattooed on his head.
Do we have any hockey news this week?
We got Susan?
Yeah, I know Susan was asking about hockey, and
well,
I'm not sure if we have any more.
Ever since Susan emailed us, we've been keeping up on hockey. Sidney Crosby, who's like the greatest hockey player of this era, is still out and will be out until Wednesday, hopefully. And some Brodeur guy, because, you know, they're all Canadian names. I don't know him. He's just had his 40th win this season, which gives him 17 straight seasons with 40 wins. And he's right behind Patrick Roy in the career record of 551 wins for a goalie. So, he's getting up there, if that means anything to anybody. Also, the Bruins beat the Flyers last night, 3-2 in overtime.
That's awesome.
It for sports, because
I just want to go ahead. I just want to thank Susan for sending the email, because we definitely needed to give John something else to do. And now that he's getting into hockey, it's a beautiful thing. I just want to thank Susan. If anybody else has any sports questions, send an email with the attention of John Sports to everythingnewsteam@yahoo.com.
Yes, keep the emails coming. We like to hear from you guys, and like we say every episode, you email us, tell us your name, where you're from, and we'll put you on the show with your question, and we'll give us our version of the answer, because it might not be the same answer or the answer.
And it may not be correct or truthful, but we'll give you our
version. But we're here for you.
Yeah, we'll give you our version.
You can tell the truth because you heard it on the internet.
Also, if you have any other sports questions or questions about any other topics, make sure you go to our homepage, www.everythingnewsteam.webs.com, because we have a link there that's just too doggone long to read on the show, but a link there that'll take you to the Yahoo, what do they call those, John? The
groups.
Yahoo group that we've set up. It's basically our forum, because of our website provider hasn't got a forum that will actually work. So... that's going to be our version of the forum. Just hop on there and let us know what the topic is before you post, and you can hear answers from us because we monitor that every day, and you can also hear answers from other listeners. Hopefully Susan will be in there with some more hockey information, and we've got a couple other emails.
And don't forget our MySpace.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
That's right. We're just starting out on MySpace.
Yeah, everybody starts out on MySpace. Our URL is myspace.com/everythingnewsteam. Hit us up on there. Add us as your friend. Send us some comments. Or if you want, just give us a call. Yeah.
Cool.
I'm going to go answer the phone. It might be a caller right now.
Hey, Mark, since we're still on sports, do you want to tell anybody some more information about the Fantasy Baseball League?
I haven't got any emails about it yet, so there's still plenty of room. And, I mean, we want to try to get that up and going. I mean, Slim, if you want to, go ahead. Like, we can send you the link. The more people we get, the better. I mean, Fantasy Baseball.
Oh, yeah, Fantasy Baseball.
I mean,
we got to get that started.
I've never done that before.
And then this
it's
is
all right. You don't have to know that much about it.
Yeah, it's a perfect opportunity for it because it's basically, like we had said last show, it's just going to be for basic beginners. It's going to be an auto-pick draft, so nobody has to know a bunch of players. It's going to draft for you. It's just sort of a way for people to get into a new hobby that they might have some kind of interest in, but we're intimidated to join other leagues where there's pros just looking to get you. So it's, you know, like we said, if you're just interested in trying it out, this is a perfect opportunity for you. And we got a lot of people who had said they were interested in it, but we still need to get your emails and get, you know, your names and stuff down so that we can get you into the league. Like John said last week,
we can have them invites.
Yeah, and if we have more people than what we can hold in one league, we'll start up another league. You know, if you're interested.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
You know, you might even, when you send us an email, let us know if you are more interested in doing a live draft. That way, if we do start another league and we go that route, we can put you in that one and save the auto draft for people who may not be as knowledgeable about the topic. So.
Well,
it's
fun
else.
You can have without wearing a cup.
And he's never even done it before.
And something else for everyone out there who's listening. Give us an email and say, hey, I'd like to try NASCAR or fantasy NASCAR or fantasy golf. And guys, I'm just throwing it out there, but if they send us it, I'm willing to try it. I mean, I know Slim's willing to try fantasy putt-putt.
I'm willing.
Sign me up.
I'm willing to try NASCAR. It sounds dangerous, but give me a helmet. Let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody wants to try it and they're a little scared and don't want to try it with all the professionals like you mentioned earlier, we're not professionals. We've never done fantasy golf, fantasy NASCAR, fantasy go-kart, whatever is out there. We've never done it. So send us an email. Say, hey, let's do one.
Yeah, I mean, we're still working on our fantasy podcast team. So, you know,
we're
nowhere near ready for fantasy go-kart professionals.
I think our first round's done. I think we got four guys we might want to keep around for a while, but I don't know.
We're probably going to get some bench warmers because you know how Slim and Mark like to dodge us.
Yeah, go to sleep until 3. What is that?
What? Come on, I had to work.
We're not
Amen.
Even talking about it.
I hear that. Go to work at like 3 in the morning, get off at like 8 or 9.
Oh, whatever. I work third shift. Cry me a river, Mikey. I work third shift. You guys aren't telling me anything. Jeez.
Working third?
Not my fault.
Zombie
I don't
shift?
Get off till 4.
What'd you say, Slim?
You work in the zombie shift?
Oh, yeah, man. I am a zombie. You didn't know that?
Jeez.
I eat brains.
Shoo, man, shoo.
It's cool if a little bit of mayonnaise and some pepper. You won't even notice.
We got our own Hannibal Lecter on the show, boys and girls.
So, do we want to move on to Mark and Slim's music?
Sure.
Or not.
I don't have much, really. So.
Well, you got Slim. You can make him talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, make him talk. He did mention about some teenaging band thing from France. You want to talk about that? We heard some of that music earlier before we started the show.
Teenager? What?
Sure, sounds good. Their new group called The Teenagers. Their album drops this Tuesday. They're from France. They're indie pop, a little bit of an electro twist to it. I'll bring up their MySpace page right now. It's myspace.com/The Teenagers.
I've been there.
He paid. Wow. That's about as late as the Everything News team. That's right.
Oh, original.
Have you done any updates this
week? Not for kids. It's got a parental advisory warning because they do like to swear.
Uh-oh.
So this is going to be one you have to hide in the box. They're in case kids. Don't want your mama to find it.
That's how I heard about it.
From your mama. And they're playing, it looks like, all around the world.
So catch them on their way by. Here they come.
Just pick them up when they're driving by. Their one song is real catchy. It's called Love Now. This poor guy just caught that the other night because on Sundays on MTV2 they have a show called Subterranean. It's running like 1 in the morning. I like that show because that's when they put like real good music on there sometimes, a lot of indie rock. Not so much of the bling bling and the blam blam, but still pretty good.
I'm totally into the blam blam.
Bling bling.
Wasn't blam blam
a, ring.
Wasn't blam blam a band in the 80s?
I think you're thinking of Wham.
Oh.
Mr. George Michael.
What about Ye? Wasn't there a person named Ye? I didn't hear anything about him this week.
Oh, my. Ye, he's doing good. Ye and Lee, or whatever his name is, he's doing good.
Listen to episode 2, Slim. Jeez.
I think I need to look that one up on our website.
At everythingnewsteam.webs.com. And if you go to /
John Schwartz. That's the thing that's on the keyboard track.
Wiki.
What?
Yeah, pick it up on John Sports on our website, and it should have some more Ye and Lee on there, along with some other guys. Interesting news on there. Go check it out.
I hear we
Are
have...
Are they French?
Yep. John, are they French? Is he French? I've heard we have a hot update in video games from Mark.
Yes. Hot off the press. Right now. What do we got?
Right now.
For all you Grand Theft Auto fans, you're going to have to wait a bit longer.
Daggone
it.
Ooh.
This is ridiculous.
I heard today that they are moving the release date back to mid-summer.
It gives me more time to play.
It's probably because all the people are complaining about the violence and the negativity and everything in it. They're just folding under pressure until it cools down again.
You know they're going to come out. The guy's going to be Christian. Everything.
Can I please
have your car? You. May I have your car, please?
Thank you, kind
this
sir.
Is God working.
Let me fire.
Wow.
And you don't shoot anybody, you throw holy water on them.
See, to me, this is a blessing because now we can play.
Here's a wafer for you.
We can play Guitar Hero Aerosmith now longer before GTA comes out, so that's fine.
Guitar Hero, also known as Arm Killer.
Aw, there's nothing wrong with a little arm killing. This is the Aerosmith version. What was the release?
I still can't make a fist.
What was the release date on that Aerosmith game, Mark? I forget what it was.
Oh, gosh. April 29th or something.
It's not April. I think it was June.
Yeah, I thought it was June.
It is.
The date's not on the
June
website.
June 29th.
Yeah. And that, coincidentally, somebody want to help me out here? Coincidentally? That is
coinky-dink?
Coinky-dinkly is a week after the Heroes Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, which here recently, another hot off the press, John and I have decided we're going to go to. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, June 20th, 21st, and 22nd. At least John and I were pushing for Slim and Mark, too, but at least John and I of the Everything News Team podcast will be at the Heroes Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina. We're not going to set up a booth, but we are working on getting some free T-shirts for everybody. come up with some more promo items, or if you guys have any other ideas that we could do to try and promote the show, let us know. But we're not going to set up a booth because we want to make sure that we walk around and get some interviews for you guys and get some free art and maybe even a sweet-looking logo for the show. So look us up. We're going to be wearing our own Everything News Team swag, so look us up. We'll hook you up with a free T-shirt. All you got to do is find us and say, hey, I listened to the show, and we'll say, hey, take this T-shirt. Tell your friends.
We get T-shirts? Yeah.
We get T-shirts. You don't get T-shirts.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Why
not? You got to go. You got to go to Heroes Con.
Yeah, the people who participate get T-shirts.
Yeah.
All right. I might have to do that just for the free T-shirt.
And if anybody else knows that they're going to go to Heroes Con, let us know. We'll hook up with you. I mean, we're going to be in town for the weekend, so, you know, we can get together at the con. We can get together after the con. We'll even do a little interview if you're a fan, you know, see what you think, see what you think we could work on. We're not ashamed to admit there's things that we could do better. So, you know, hook us up. Email us. Let us know you're going to be there. We'll meet up with you. No problem.
Yeah, we'll do some interviews.
You should be.
We'll do some interviews. We'll go out. We might have a drink. You guys can buy us dinner. I mean, it sounds like a win-win situation.
Things might get weird.
Dinner.
But, yeah, like we said, we're pushing for Mark and Slim to go, too. If they can't, that's
fine. Yeah.
More free T-shirts for us. But, you know, like I said, look
us
up.
Yeah, I ain't going to the Carolinas.
Best chance to find us is to email us, because we're not going to have a booth. So I just want to point that out again. No booth. So email us so that we know to look for you.
Everything News Team will be mobile.
That's right. We're going live to the Heroes Con. Yeah.
Live from the Heroes Con.
Also, there's a weather update from the Atlanta, Georgia Dome that I believe we need to cover from the sports section.
Yes, I forgot all about that. If anybody did not notice, the Georgia Dome got a little rocked. Some fans and coaches claim that they heard the train noise of a tornado. Whether people say it's just strong winds. But either way, it shook the rafters
I believe,
and put a hole in the ceiling.
I believe they finally did say it was a tornado.
Did they?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I know that there was controversy at the beginning. But
I feel bad for the people.
Yeah, put a hole in the wall.
I feel bad for the people living in Georgia that where it takes a whole day after the fact to announce whether it was a tornado or not. But yeah, the next day I heard it was a tornado. So I hope it didn't.
Well, they played their Saturday. They ended up playing the games at the Georgia Tech college basketball stadium, and that's where they ended up playing a lot of the games from the night before. So that's where the NCAA tournament's going through.
Yeah. Did they end up moving those games, or are they still going to try and play there?
I told you that. I just said that. They moved it to the Georgia Tech thing.
For how long, though? I mean, are they going back there?
Oh, I don't know. I guess until the damage is cleaned up.
Yeah,
that's my guess.
There are pictures on our website in the John Sports section if anybody's just curious to see what it looked like. I know a lot of people like to see demolition, so this gives you your opportunity. And enough with sports, because we spent half the show on sports. Let's go on to movies. I don't know about you guys, but this is an exciting week in movies coming out this week on DVD. I Am Legend with Will Smith. I'm going to rent it as soon as I can. I heard a lot of good things about it, so I'm excited. Have any of you guys seen that movie?
Nope.
I saw it.
Nope.
Was it good?
It was boring.
Oh, man, no, I'm not excited at all anymore.
No, it was all right. It was just really sad, like just really depressing.
I love those type of movies.
Because you're just watching this movie, and it's just a dude and his dog walking around this ghost town. Everybody's dead, and he's like talking to mannequins and stuff. It's like he's having a breakdown.
That's not normal?
No.
Oh.
It's a Big Willy style.
Oh, so you guys don't do that then? Walk around talking to mannequins with your dog?
Not usually.
Not on the weekends.
What are weekends for?
Podcasting and bowling.
Yeah.
That's right. Did you guys see any good movies here lately?
Not lately, but there is one that I do really want to see. Never Back Down.
Yeah, I think we mentioned that in episode one.
Yeah, episode one.
Yeah, that does look like a good movie. We might have to check that out.
3 weeks later, Mark still hasn't seen it.
I'm hearing good buzz.
A movie I saw, we mentioned last week, I watched Sweating Pastures again.
Yeah.
It's still the best movie. So.
I watched it on TBS.
Has anybody seen the YouTube splash of that? where they took the Transformers cartoon and put the Wedding Crashers clip over it?
No.
Oh, that's great. Go to YouTube and type in Transformers and Wedding Crashers, and it should pop it up with Ironhide and Optimus Prime talking.
Is there a way
good stuff.
Is there a way to get those type of videos onto MySpace, like what you had sent me earlier this week?
Yep, sure can. So if you check out our MySpace page, you'll see I posted the new Incredible Hulk HD TV preview in the comment section.
And I watched it on my non-HD computer. It still works.
Me too.
Looked pretty sweet.
Did it still look good?
Yeah, it looked pretty sweet. And like you said, it is on our MySpace page, and we'll try and get that Transformers video on there too, because I think that'd be pretty funny. So we'll work on
pretty
that.
Pretty good.
We'll work on that. Hopefully by the time the show's posted.
Look at our Pulp Fiction one too.
I've been trying to find that one. I had it on my MySpace page the other day where they had the Nickelback song.
I remember that one. Good pie.
I deleted it on
accident.
I remember
you said that there. Good stuff.
Do you still have that?
Nope.
Darn. All right, then. Is any other movies you guys want to talk about at all?
Let's talk about some movie casting news I heard about.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
The G.I. Joe movie, live action.
They're doing a G.I. Joe movie?
That's right.
Wow.
All off the success of Transformer.
That's awesome.
So far, they got Ray Park. You remember him as Darth Maul from the Star Wars movies?
Oh, yeah.
He's been signed up to play Snake Eyes.
Wasn't he the Toad in X-Men 1, too?
Yep.
Yeah.
He specializes in parts where he does not have to talk.
That's awesome. Everybody needs to have a talent.
And so far, that Channing Tatum, the guy from Step Up, where he stepped up and he brought it. He's been signed on to play Duke. And Dennis Quaid, he signed up actually for 3 movies to play General Hawk.
What?
Yeah. And I don't watch Heroes on TV, but the people that watch it will know the guy played the Invisible Guy. He was also like Doctor Who. I guess he's got signed up to play Destro.
The Invisible Guy? And what is that, season 2? Because I'm halfway through the season 1 DVD. I haven't seen an Invisible Guy yet. Of course,
I think
he's
on
invisible,
2.
So.
Talked about him.
He may be on there all the time since he's invisible and I don't see him, but, you know, I haven't
he
seen
is invisible.
Him. Good point. So they're gonna. They're planning to do 3 of those movies already.
I'm guessing.
No, I heard the other day.
I'm still waiting.
I heard they're working on a Terminator 4, and that's supposed to be a whole nother trilogy.
Yeah, and Christian Bale is supposed to be in talks to play the John Connor.
Yeah, because you know Terminator went politics.
Oh, right. Come on! It ain't gonna be the same.
I will veto this bill.
That's a fake accent.
I can't believe all these movies are making out of the toys. Just wait for Hungry Hungry Hippos.
What about Polly Pocket?
Mousetrap.
Don't forget Hot Wheels, Mousetrap, Monopoly.
I
guarantee you, if they make a Hot Wheels movie, it'll be done exactly like Fast and Furious.
It'll
be tricked out cars and street racers.
Yeah, I think that works. They've missed an opportunity for that.
I see the milk truck do a drift.
That'd be
Tokyo!
Sweet. Banzai?
I must say, I did love the Tokyo Drift. I like the soundtrack. That was tight.
Never heard it, never saw it.
Oh.
I'm holding out for the Hot Wheel movie. That way it's not such a, you know, remake.
Hot Wheels!
I didn't know they had a theme song like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we made it.
Google it.
All right, so let's... Before we lose any more listeners, let's move on to the best section of them all, comics.
Oh, yeah.
And guess what, people? I read comics this week. You've been let down last week.
Pick yourself up by the bootstraps.
And that's what I had to do, because I had to inform John in the middle of the show last week that I didn't read any comics. But this week, I'm on the stick. I'm ready. And I got Slim to back me up, so we'll start out and
I
let
got
everybody.
You back.
Thanks, man.
What's up? Hello.
I'm gonna grind my gears right here, right now. I'm gonna be grinding them. I do have my updated picks from last week. We talked a little bit about Spider-Man, and I didn't get another pick in, so I wanted to let you guys know, if you go to the website, probably until about Wednesday this week, you'll be able to read my reviews of the comics from last week. Only did a couple of them. We'll probably step it up this week now that we've got Slim on here, but I did want to let you know, the Watchmen movie has a little bit of a trailer and a little bit of a clip as far as who's playing what parts. We have a link to that from our website, www.everythingnewsteam.webs.com, under the comics section. You can follow that link and get up to date on the latest casting results and so on. Also, a lot of the podcasts that we've mentioned in the past have their links from there, Comic Geek Speak, iFanboy, Around Comics, and so on. And we had mentioned that we're going to have Tom Caters on here for an interview. Looks like we're going to be recording that in the next couple weeks. So look for that probably first week or second week of April. And we'll have Jeffrey Bridges on here from Pendant Audio sometimes towards the end of April. And Pendant Audio's website is www.pendantaudio.com. And Tom Caters, if you don't know who he is, you can basically hear him on every comic book podcast out there. He just did a guest spot on iFanboy. He's originally from Around Comics, and he also does a podcast called Tom vs. the JLA, which is surprisingly entertaining, considering he's just basically reading comics on there. Pretty good guy, pretty funny guy. Can't wait to get him on the show. And let's jump right into this week's comics. I wanted to go ahead and follow up last week's disappointment with an even bigger disappointment. Amazing Spider-Man, 553, Brand New Day. I know Slim stopped reading as soon as they went to the Brand New Day, and I think I probably could have saved some money if I'd done the same. This book...
Exactly. Everybody needs to. Yeah, the only reason they're going to change is if people stop buying it.
Yeah, this book is a waste now. I know last week I said I keep buying it because I'm a Spider-Man fan, and I tried to encourage other people who are buying it just because they think there's a good story. You're wrong. There isn't. Consistencies in the story was all over the place, which is disappointing because Bob Gale's doing it, and he was involved with Back to the Future, so I really thought we were going to get some quality stories out of this, but it just sucks. And now the artwork's not even consistent. Slim and I were talking just before the show. There's actually a panel on... There's actually a whole page where the panels aren't even consistent with one another. It's not a matter of you turn the page and something's inconsistent. It's right next to one another. His costume has glitches in it. And it's the same guy doing the pencils through the whole issue. I'm not going to throw his name out there because I was really disappointed in this issue, and that's not normal for him, but they're just not paying attention. I think they're trying to keep up with DC's weekly comics by doing this with Spider-Man, and they're just ruining it. I mean, if we have to go back to three different Spider-Man books, then do that. But this sucks. I mean, you're ruining it. I mean, I stayed with comics through the 90s and stuff because of Spider-Man, and that's when most people dropped off the comic book planet, and now I'm going to drop it. I mean, this is it. I'm done. I can't keep doing this because this isn't entertaining to me. So I think DC's done a lot better job with their weekly issues, and I'm going to stay on top of that as they get ready to do the... I believe it's called The Trinity. Slim, do you know? Can you back me up?
Yep, Trinity is going to focus on the big three coming up after the Final Crisis.
Yeah, and I've always been more of a Marvel fan, but this is... Spider-Man was my last link. I'm not even all that excited about the Secret Invasion, so I hate to throw Marvel under the bus, but I'm going to. This book sucks.
Well,
did you have anything to add on that Spider-Man thing? I know you didn't read it, Slim, but do you have anything else to add to that?
Yeah, I think it's pretty stupid that they've changed everything they had for the past, like, 30-plus years.
Yeah, we had
one issue. They got rid of, like, the organic web shooters, which was a decent, great writing tool that they could use. They never had to worry about Peter Parker running out of web fluid and he had to go make some more. He just always had it on because he was in them, because he is Spider-Man. He should shoot webs, not out of his butt, still, like a spider.
Yeah, I mean, for a while there, he even had some kind of, like, poisonous...
spike things actually kind of made him like Wolverine or something.
Yeah, and before
and
he was
shot him out and he just like nailed people.
Yeah, and before he was a quality character because he wasn't mutant, but he had, you know, some mutant tendencies and stuff like that. What's the difference between him and him being a mutant when that was his powers? I mean, to me, he was weird. He wasn't even an attractive type character anymore.
Which could have changed it. They were like probably talking about making him like a latent mutant. Like the spider abilities were there the whole time, and all it took was like the radioactive spider to trigger it.
Yeah.
Or maybe that was his trigger. Maybe the spider wasn't really a spider at all. Maybe he just really was a mutant.
See, and even that would be more interesting than what they did when they just wiped it all away. I know Quesada...
Yeah, they bring back Harry Osborn. Yeah. He's been dead for how many years?
Well, see, what I don't understand is that Quesada's been quoted as saying, Joe Quesada, for those of you who don't know too much about comics, is the boss over at Marvel now. He's been saying all along since he took over that he was never happy with where Spider-Man's been. It's not his Spider-Man, blah, blah, blah. If that's true, why did he let JMS take Spider-Man as far as he did in the wrong direction and then completely wipe the slate clean? And for those of you who don't know, JMS is done with Marvel. I think it was last week or the week before, he announced he's not renewing his contract. He's going to move on to DC and a couple indie books.
And it's all because of this, I bet, too.
I would imagine. I mean, it's a slap in the face.
They're taking a lot of flack on it.
I mean, I don't remember how many years he wrote Spider-Man, but it's a slap in the face. He takes the character to a certain point, and then everything he did was wiped away. So, to me, it's a slap in his face. It's a slap to my face. It's a couple slaps to Slim's face. I mean, it's just slaps all
I
around.
I got slapped.
Yeah, and John doesn't
appreciate it. I would have been a lot happier if they just killed off Aunt May or Mary Jane. He said he was unhappy with the relationship. Just do away with it.
Just kill everybody.
Yeah.
Just Spider-Man walking through town with his dog talking to mannequins.
I am Spidey.
Well, let's move on to some good books. Slim, I'll let you have the first crack. Are there any good books you want to mention for this week or the past couple weeks since you haven't been around?
Well, sure, I got a few off the top of my head. First, I want to talk about The Avengers, The Initiative. It is a Marvel book. Maybe it could sway you back. It's a little different. About the heroes in training, it's really kicked up a notch.
I have been enjoying that, surprisingly. I didn't want to say anything because every time I do, they change it and let me down. But of all the Avengers books, I do like that one.
Well, yeah, the body count's been rising in the book, too.
That's what I like.
Yeah, because expect the unexpected.
And I like
the Constrictor. Also, I'm spoiler heavy, so if you don't know the books, too bad. I talk about them.
It is Sunday, after all. You guys had plenty of time to read
your book. Yeah. Who takes 4 days to read a comic book?
Gosh, it's only like, what, 20 pages and then like...
They have pictures.
Yeah, if you're not going to read it, just look through the pictures for crying out loud.
Yeah. Because they got the one part where the Constrictor... The aliens are killing the KIA, Kill in Action, the Michael Patrick character, he's like a clone that went rogue.
I thought
he puts out these barbs and just straight up cuts off Constrictor's arms.
You know, and Marvel's had a bad history of clones because people don't like what they do to Spider-Man. But this one's actually
not going to go well.
Yeah, I mean, even the Thor clone didn't work out for too many people. But this clone is actually
not for Goliath.
Yeah, a hole in the chest isn't exactly what I would call a good day. But this clone story is actually working out pretty well. I was intrigued by MVP to begin with, and when he got killed right away, at first I was like, man, that's the part I liked about the book. But he still is.
I thought they were setting him up for some kind of like Captain America character.
Yeah, and I think they did that on purpose because he still seems to be the focus of the storyline, so I'm enjoying that.
He's like living in Kentucky.
What's wrong with Kentucky, man?
Yeah,
that's
another Kentucky.
Sorry, Susan.
Sorry for all our Kentucky fans.
Sorry, Susan. This is why this comic
also,
section doesn't get emails.
Yeah. Have you read Annihilation Conquest?
You know, I was going to get into that when they... What was the series just before that? Just before Nova came back to Earth. Yeah, I got into it right after that when Nova came back to Earth and they were dealing with the whole registration and Cap dying. But then... I don't know. I get kind of freaked out by like weird aliens I don't know any history of, so I didn't get into the Conquest.
Me too.
I like the character.
It, I picked up a lot of them. I picked up the Star-Lord.
Yeah.
I pretty much got the Star-Lord and Nova. They were pretty good.
The big shocking twist
with Annihilation Conquest so far has been that Ultron, the big baddie.
No way.
Yeah, he's got sights set on coming back to Earth.
Oh man.
This picks up where the new Avengers. Or the Mighty Avengers picked up.
Yeah.
We had Ultron taking over Iron Man's body.
Yeah.
And they cast him away. This picks up where that storyline leaves off.
And the only reason I would tell anybody to go back and read that Mighty Avengers series, one, the story wasn't too bad. Two, Ultron was basically a naked wasp through the entire storyline.
Booyah!
But, I mean, I thought that was pretty much done once that storyline ended. So that's interesting. They didn't even, like, tease that he was going to be in that. So that's...
No, it was the last pager.
Yeah, for those who actually took the challenge and went to read that storyline, that's pretty cool. I like the character designs in that story. I just, like I said, I don't know any of the back history, and I'm I'm not new to DC, but like I said, through the 80s and 90s, I was more Marvel. So with the whole crisis and everything, I've been trying to read so much backstory for DC and Jack Kirby's creations that I'm trying to read more about Marvel's history. I didn't have enough time.
Well, I'm all about the DC mostly.
Yeah, I know that I am now. I've gotten into a lot more indie books and a lot more DC. And one of the DC books that I am very psyched about this week was Booster Gold. I think all three episodes now I've recommended a Jeff Johns book. And what can I say? He's amazing.
He's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, everything he writes. He could take...
His work on The Flash is excellent.
Yeah, and he can take a completely bland character that nobody cares about anymore and get you completely geeked up about it again. I mean, perfect example is
the
book.
Rogues.
Yeah. Well, perfect example is this book this week, Booster Gold. I mean, I remember in the death of Superman when Booster Gold and Blue Beetle were a joke. And now, to me, Booster Gold is the Sam Beckett from Quantum Leap of the DC now. And I love Quantum Leap. I've done a little bit of fan fiction.
Interesting analogy. Never thought of that.
Well, and I've done a little bit of fan fiction work for Quantum Leap, and this is... I like time travel, and I like things that deal with history, which my other book that I'm going to recommend also deals with. And this is everything I like in a book. Plus, Jeff Johns, I mean, he's got the history there. He's got Dan Jurgens working on this, and Jurgens is the one who created Booster Gold. So, I mean, he's got all the back history he could want for this storyline. Basically, in this issue, because Booster decided to go back and save the Blue Beetle, and I'm going to be spoiler heavy now too. I was trying to protect the listeners.
Do it. Fill me in. I've missed these episodes or issues.
But when was the last issue you picked up? This is week 7, and last week. Last week they did the Zero issue because they were messing with Zero Hour.
7.
Yeah.
They're up to 7 already.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I picked up around 3. it's like when they just like when the 3 Blue Beetles from like the different time era showed up.
Okay, so
they were going to go rescue Blue Beetle, and that was last I heard of it.
Well, this whole
series... Did they save him?
Yes. And this whole series has been dealing with big stories in DC's past, like The Killing Joke, which I think you would have already read if you...
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that one. That was good. No matter what he could do, he couldn't save her.
And basically, you had to read that story to understand where this is going, because Rip Hunter told him, you can't change the past without there being some kind of consequence, and he kept trying to save Barbara Gordon, and each time Joker killed her and stopped Booster from blocking him in a different way. Booster, with the help of all these other Blue Beetles, went back and saved the Blue Beetle, and now the Blue Beetle can't mess with the present timeline. He has to float through time with Booster because, you know, it would mess up the future of the other Blue Beetle right now, the kid who looks like an alien.
Since this was kicked off the last crisis.
Yeah, and since he saved them, they shot into the far future because of a fight that they were having. They actually went to the timeline that Booster originally was from before he threw the football game. He had to deal with, you know, if he went back and stopped himself from throwing the football game, he would have never become a hero. Blue Beetle would have ended up getting killed. So he did a selfless move, probably the second selfless move he's done since the series started, let himself throw the football game so that it wouldn't prevent things from the future with Blue Beetle and all of his other friends. So that was pretty good. And then in this issue, he goes back to present day, but the present time has completely been screwed up. The OMAX were never defeated because he went back and changed time, so Maxwell Lord, or whatever his name is still alive. Wonder Woman hasn't snapped his neck, and I'm not sure if they're going to say that she never did snap his neck. I don't know if they're trying to get that out of the history or what, but the OMAX are everywhere. And I don't know if you're reading the weekly countdown, but the OMAX just took over.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the OMAX just messed with Apocalypse, so they're being something's big coming with that. I wasn't sure if that was going to be part of the final crisis or not, but... it's getting heavy, and in the end of this book, and this is a huge spoiler, so if you're just teasing yourself with these spoilers, shut this off now and skip the next 5 minutes, because this is big. You don't want to hear this if you haven't read the book. The Blue Beetle from the future, who looked like a mixture of the two Blue Beetles, I don't remember his name, but you probably saw him, Slim, in the last issue you read, where there was
he looked a lot like the scared Blue Beetle from the Kingdom Come, didn't he?
Yeah, we just found out he's not a good guy.
I didn't think he was.
Yeah, he forced Booster to go back and mess with time, and now there's a whole other group that's going to be messing with Booster, and it consists of Booster's father in the Supernova outfit, the Black Beetle, which is what they're calling that Blue Beetle, and three other characters that were from a couple issues back, which I'll kind of leave that out there as a little bit of a tease, but things are about to get ugly in the Blue and Gold universe. So it's an exciting issue. Once again, Jeff Johns, he knows what he's doing. Pick it up, people. And another book I want to talk about is an indie from Boom Studios called The Foundation. I've actually heard about this from one of the other podcasts, and I'm going to tell you who the writer is here. The writer is John Rozum, R-O-Z-U-M. I'm not sure if you've heard of this, Slim, but basically it's the... Well, I'll just go ahead and read the little tease in the beginning. Agent Valentine works for the Foundation, a mysterious group with ties to the ancient prophecies of Nostradamus. In his career, he's carried out a number of missions where the ostensible fate of the world has conflicted with his own moral values, but a recent job at the Newark airport, in which one man was saved at the expense of hundreds of innocent lives, has pushed Valentine to the breaking point. He wants out. Basically, they're saying in this issue that there's something like 500 Nostradamus predictions that were never recorded, and this agency has all of them, and they're trying to protect the future by preventing these prophecies from coming true. It sort of messes with that time element that can you control the future? Same thing that Booster Gold did. You know, can you really change the future by preventing something from happening that you know is going to happen? They haven't actually said if there's any repercussions yet, but it's a very tense, very, very cliffhanging type story. I'm excited because, like I said, I like time travel. I like stuff that messes with the future and the past. And Nostradamus has always been an interesting character in the history books for me, so I'm really psyched about this. And like I said, if you're going to pick up an indie book, Slim, or listeners, definitely pick up The Foundation. Like I said, it's from Boom Studios. This is only issue 2. They're actually a month behind their production schedule, so it's not that hard to get issue 1 and 2 right now. So go check it out. It's definitely a good read. Do you have any other books, Slim, that you want to talk about? Any trades? I mentioned in the couple episodes that we've already done that I wanted to talk about trades, but I haven't actually gotten to that yet. So do you have any trades that you want to mention to people? I know you were talking about the New Frontier stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty much the only trade I've gotten lately. Most I get with single issues, but the New Frontier I thought was a really great book.
And you'd actually seen the movie that they just did, too. Do you want to tell everybody about that a little bit?
Yeah, the movie was really good.
Thanks.
I feed you a lot of stories.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show, Slim.
No, that's good. They did cut out some of the storylines, like the Challenges of the Unknown and John Henry's story, because pretty much you're making a cartoon. Kids ain't gonna want to sit and like watch a cartoon about a superhero that was lynched and survived and had his family killed. So they're gonna cut that out naturally. Another one's about guys cheating death and still alive. That's just gonna raise some issues for Billy that he doesn't want to get into right now.
I'd heard, like I said, in the podcast that I've listened to, Comic Geek Speak and iFanboy both done specials on this DVD, and it sounds pretty good. I've not read the trade or any of it except for the special issue that I covered last episode, or 2 episodes ago, I believe.
Yeah.
So,
artwork's real nice.
Yeah, I like the difference. Everybody seems to be duplicating each other's artwork right now, and I like having something a little different. So... I heard that they actually went retro on a lot of the characters. Something about Martian Manhunter's real scrawny again, like he was when he originally came out or something like that.
Yeah, he's featured predominantly through the movie in his original like Martian form, where it looks more like an actual alien. It doesn't like assume like the traditional Manhunter shape until like near the end.
That's cool. I want to check that DVD out. I'm going to try and get that when I get I Am Legend.
I sprung for the 2-disc special edition. Because it was better than the 1-disc.
Well, 2's always better than 1.
That's right.
Well, that's basically all I have.
That's how I get my gum.
Well, that's all we have for comics. You guys have anything else you want to talk about this week?
Actually, next Saturday, I will be going to a concert in Columbus. Overflex, Soil, Autumn... offering. There's a few other bands. I think Sour Blood. I forget the other band. But I'm going to try to set up some interviews with maybe, hopefully, Boba Flex at least.
I mean, cool.
Get some bands on here. I mean,
and where
we can get.
Where's that concert going to be at?
In Columbus at the Al Rosa Villa.
How can people get tickets to that? Do you know?
Ticketmaster. I mean, it's only $12 for a ticket.
Oh, that's not bad.
I mean, and you're at least getting 2 big bands, Soil and Boba Flex.
Sweet.
It's more harder rock, so.
And just like the comic book convention we mentioned earlier, if you guys are going to that concert or you are going to go to it now that you've heard about it, send us an email. Send Mark an email at everythingnewsteam@yahoo.com and let him know. And, you know, he can meet up with you and maybe interview you, too. We're definitely interested in getting the listeners out there because podcasting might be a hobby you're interested in, too. So let us fill your every hobby desire. Send us an email. Let us know that you want to go, and Mark will see if he can meet up with you.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be down there at least an hour early, so.
There you go. We won't have our T-shirts or anything by then, but it doesn't mean we can't send you one later on. So definitely send us an email so that we can meet up with you. John, you want to give them the website address one more time?
Yeah, it's www.freethingnewsteam.webs, WEBS.com.
And on the homepage, just one more time so everybody knows, you will find the link to our Yahoo group. Everything News Team is what our Yahoo group is if you just want to search us through Yahoo groups, but the link is right there to take you to it. We also have our link to the MySpace page where we are Everything News Team, and the address for that is www.myspace.com/everythingnewsteam. We also have, hopefully by the time you're hearing this, our first three episodes will also be posted right there on a media player, so you don't have to download anything unless you want to. And we appreciate all the feedback. We don't have any emails to read this week. We did get some, but it was mostly just positive feedback, just you guys letting us know that you like it and you enjoy the show. Typical stuff. We appreciate it. We definitely value your opinions. Let us know if there's anything we can change or anything that we can add to the show that really spices things up. I think Slim's going to be working on adding a Slim music page where you can kind of catch some of his stuff maybe off of our website. So I don't know if we'll get it up this week, but we'll definitely be working on it, and he'll take some feedback too. Like you said, he can find his music on MySpace if you want to hear it, and iTunes if you want to buy it. And is it Starlight, L-I-T-E?
Yep, that's how I spell it. It's spelled wrong, but it looks cool.
Starlight Drive-In, and that's on iTunes and MySpace, StarlightDriveIn. I-N. Also, just so you guys know, we are on iTunes now. Look us up at the Everything News Team on iTunes. All three episodes will be posted there when you get this episode. Please write us a review. All you got to do is find us on iTunes. Just underneath our logo, click review and write us a pleasant, hopefully pleasant review and let us know what you think. This has been an Everything News Team copyrighted production.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. See you guys next week.